Steve Jobs came of age in the heyday of rock and roll, and he was a music junkie.
He was a fanatic about Bob Dylan, about the Beatles, and I think that love for music really shaped some of his interest as he, you know, sort of returned as CEO of Apple and started thinking about how he could revitalize that company.
As Jobs begins his second tour at Apple in the late 90s, he fuses his two lifelong passions, music and computers, to create a revolutionary new gadget.
This amazing little device holds 1,000 songs, and it goes right in my pocket.
In October 2001, Apple launches the iPod, the rock star of all music players.
This thing was not just a music player. It was a sculpture. It was something that you wanted to touch and you wanted to interact with.
The latest fruit of the Apple tree immediately becomes an object of lust.